Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm so excited to have my friend Kelly on today. She's just an all-around rock star, one of my favorite humans on this planet. So she's fabulous, and she's going to be talking to you guys all about like energetics, manifesting, keeping your vibration and your frequency high, and really just living a aligned life in a way that's like feels delicious, feels free to me, and just her stories are so inspiring. You guys will see the episode. Anyways. But before we dive into her, I just wanted to give you guys a little more of an update. Akasha is still at, I'm calling it training camp, because she's on a beautiful farm. And she's going to be coming back this week, and I miss my little angel. But when she comes back, she'll be like fully trained, and it's just going to be a lot better for both of us. I'll be sleeping, she'll be sleeping, she won't be counter surfing. It's just going to be so good, but I'm excited to have my little angel back in my life and to like go on walks with her again and all of that stuff. And if you missed it, we did launch a new program, which I'm so excited about. I launched it last Wednesday. So by the time you're hearing this, it'll have been open for just a week. And of course, the link will be in the description box. But guys, I've been sitting on Goddess Activation for 6 months, and it finally felt energetically aligned. I was in a great place to finally like launch it because, you know, puppy life does take a lot of your energy. And of course, I still have clients well nourished while still like eating healthy and working out and all of that. But with her away, I finally got to launch it. So I honestly created it because time and time again, I see women not loving themselves, whether it's one-on-one, well-nourished, Akashic readings, energy healings. They just aren't loving themselves. They're engaging in negative self-talk or people-pleasing or not setting boundaries or hating their bodies. And it breaks my heart because I've been there and it sucks. And what you have to understand is that when you love yourself on a truly deep level, everything in your life improves. Your relationships improve. Your friendships improve. Your magnetism improves. Your happiness improves. Even how much money you make. Everything in life is a direct reflection of how you feel about yourself and what you believe you are worthy of. So it's time to start living a life where you feel magnetic and delicious in your body. So in the 4 weeks of Goddess Activation, I teach you to awaken your inner goddess and really ignite your self-love in a way that, you know, you can love yourself first. Because if you do not love yourself first, nothing else is ever going to be enough. No matter your career, your size, your this, your that, even trying to eat healthy. If you're doing it from a place of like depriving yourself or punishment or wanting to be smaller or just not loving yourself, it's never going to stick. We aren't just going to, you know, sit around and do face masks. Though those are great. There aren't really going to heal your worthiness or self issues on a deep level. You can do face masks so the tattoos come home, but like if you have a deep rooted belief, no amount of face masks are going to change that. You really need to reprogram and do all that. So if you want to feel confident, you know, naked, sexier in your skin, not talk badly about yourself, become magnetic and happier and love yourself first, get into Goddess Activation. It's going to be 4 weeks long. There is a live call every single week. Plus you have modules, PDFs, reprogramming tracks. Like, oh, it is so much content. It's like the greatest way to be like in my energy and to get like some live coaching and consulting from me if you're struggling with self-love. So I'm gonna leave that in the description box. But like I said, my friend Kelly is on the podcast today, and Kelly is your go-to babe for freedom lifestyle inspo, which is why she founded her business, The Freedom Babe. It's really a platform, brand, and tribe that teaches millennial women how to design and manifest your first-class freedom life. So whether you're building a freedom-based business or just striving for a life filled with like wine and dine on a first-class kind of level, Kelly has got you covered. And she really believes that you shouldn't have to compromise your freedom to have a career or lifestyle you love. You really can have it all, which you guys know is very aligned to what I teach. You don't have to choose to have like this or that. You get to have it all, and she is the perfect example of that. So with that being said, let's go ahead and dive into the episode. Welcome to the Live Well podcast. This podcast is designed to help you live well, body, mind, and soul. I'm your host, Liv, a natural health and wellness expert. And each week you will walk away with the insights, tools, and tips to truly live your best life. If you are looking to live well, you are in the right place. A new episode starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Live Well podcast. I am joined by a very special guest and one of my friends today, Kelly.
She is such a light. She is so inspiring. Her podcast is literally one of the only ones that I listen to every single week. And there's only like three that I listen to every single week. So that just shows you like how much I love her podcast, her content. She's just all around a wonderful human. But yeah, I'm going to let her introduce herself to you guys.
Thank you. I'm so honored. And like when you texted me that one day, I was like, I feel like I have a real fan. A friend and a fan.
I'm like, oh my God, there's another episode. I even like say your intro now with you. Like when you have your intro, like with the voice talking like who Kelly is, I'm like,
oh, I hate that intro so much. I've been like trying to rebrand that for so long and it's just like something I keep putting off. But anywho, I'm Kelly. I am the founder of The Freedom Babe, which is many different things. It's a platform, a podcast, a tribe, and I just help women and inspire women to live lives that fully light them up and that feel totally free inside and outside. And it's funny because when I first got into this, it was all about the external freedom, like not having to go to a job and being your own boss and stuff. But what has been the biggest surprise is the internal freedom that comes from following your path and finding your purpose and all of that. So,
and that's what I really want to touch on today, because I know you talk a lot about like keeping your energy a certain way, even manifesting, but also like you said, the internal. So if people listening aren't necessarily an entrepreneur, there's still a lot of like internal things in terms of like being free or ways they can actually incorporate a lot of your content into if they're working a 9-to-5 or et cetera into their life. So how did you kind of get started in this? Like, have you always been involved in this type of thing? Was this always your mindset or like, yeah, tell us a little bit about your journey and how this all started for you.
Okay, so looking back, I always was like the person that friends would come to for advice. And I was always pretty positive. I feel like I naturally can find the best in situations pretty easily. Obviously, I have my moments and stuff too, where that's not the case. But for the most part, I'm pretty good at that. And looking back, it's so obvious now, but at the time, I was more in the mindset of like, okay, I need to like go to school and get a degree and then get a job after that in my field, like everything that your parents kind of teach you and like get the benefits, the retirement, all of that. And so I went to the University of Western Ontario and I graduated with a health science degree. And
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And after graduating, I was like, did I miss like the week where they talk to us about what jobs we can get, because I have no clue what I want to do with this. And so I, again, thought that the answer was more school, which looking back, it wasn't. But I ended up applying to nursing school and I was going to do more, like 2 more years of school. And I didn't get in the first year I applied. And I was bummed at the time, but looking back, that was such a blessing in disguise, because that was the year that I just decided, I was like, okay, I'm gonna apply again. I'm gonna like upgrade some of my marks. I'm going to work part-time as well. I was working at the office where I'd always worked in the summers and stuff. And then when I applied again, this exact same week, I was introduced to a network marketing company and I was shown how I could create this life based, like fully based on my terms, not based on someone else's telling me when to be at work, when I can go for lunch, how much vacation time I can get. And everything clicked in that moment. I was like, this is why nothing has ever made sense. This is why no jobs have ever really resonated. This is why I didn't get into nursing school last year. And in that moment, I had still submitted my nursing application. So I was like, hopefully I just don't get in again. And then I won't need to make the decision. I got in everywhere. And I was like, shit, now I actually have to decide. And I just, it was like a moment where my intuition so strongly told me to follow that path of network marketing versus traditional jobs, school, all of that. And so I listened to it. No one really understood it. And fast forward a few years, that ended up feeling unaligned after a little while, but that led me to finding a coach and then realizing I could take everything I loved about that business, all the freedom parts that I knew I was meant for, and just create it into something that was totally my own, which has brought me so much more freedom and so much more purpose and so much more fulfillment. Here we are now.
Oh, wow. That's such an inspiring story. And I feel like there are so many people right now who are craving more of that life. With everything going on in the world, people are like, oh, I want to do things for myself. I want to expand. But it can be scary to, like, when you say you, like, you trusted your intuition to like do that step. I imagine there was like a lot of, at least somewhat fear there. Like, oh, I'm going to like go against the grain and do something different. How did you navigate like the fear of like making such an expansive step? And like, what would you tell people if they're in the same boat right now, especially with like everything changing so much in the world, people are like gravitating towards that. What, like, how can people trust their intuition with what they want to do? And how did you, how did you like run off that cliff?
I think the biggest thing for me was, okay, this is what's coming up. This is what I'm feeling called to do. If I didn't do it, how would I feel? And it was like, it felt worse than doing it. It felt like I would be really ignoring myself. It felt like I would be ignoring my intuition. It felt like I was living for other people and not for myself. And this also happened when I was quitting my part-time serving job to take my coaching business full-time. It was like, I was asking people their opinions. And when they would tell me something other than what my intuition was telling me, I didn't like it and I didn't resonate. I'm like, well, I'm not going to do that. Like, I was like that typical asshole when I was like asking people's opinions and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. And that's when I really knew. I was like, even though this feels so scary and it's so against the grain and it's so different, I know I'm going to be way more bummed out and always wonder what if I don't do it, than if I just kind of take this leap and trust myself. And I also think at that point, that voice was quite loud and the feeling was quite strong that I could go off of that. Or when I was playing those different scenarios in my head of, well, if I didn't do it, how would it feel? That made me realize how aligned it was. And it was just easier to trust it because it was like a big hell yes. And I know a lot of the times when our intuition talks to us, it's not always a loud voice. Sometimes it's a quiet voice. So it just makes me wonder, were there a lot of quiet voices that I was maybe ignoring up until that point where it had to get louder and louder and louder for me to listen to it?
Oh, I love that. But on another level, how did you know that it was like possible for you? Because I feel like a lot of people be like, oh, who am I? Like, oh, I see Kelly doing this or I see Liv doing this, but like, I could never do that. Like, who am I to do that? What would you say to people who are like, they get that it's possible for you, but they don't believe that it's possible for them?
The fact that it's possible for me is why it's possible for you. And that's what I saw, like, especially starting off with network marketing. I saw, like, my mentor at the time, she was making six figures in this network marketing business, and she was a dental hygienist a few years prior. So like seeing other people's stories of where they were and what they created, it made me realize, oh, these people didn't, because I always thought like people that had money, like always had money. People that were wealthy were like born wealthy or got lucky. Something switched where I really started to see that people created the lives that they were living. Yeah. And it wasn't luck and it wasn't something they fell into. I was like, no, they did this themselves. And if they can do it, yeah, maybe it feels a bit out of reach, but if they can do it, so can I. And the same thing when I found my first coach, I was like, oh, wow, she was doing these jobs that she didn't like. She also tried a business that she didn't really love at the end of the day and then switched into coaching. And now she's making this much money, or she's quit her job, or she's working with clients. Like, okay, cool. Like, I could relate to where they came from, I guess. Yeah. And I was like, if they could come from that and create this, then I think I can do it too.
I love that. And I really think that it's possible for everyone to do a job that they love, to do something that fills them up. And like, who wants to live their life doing things that they don't love or that doesn't light them up? And I feel like that passion or that like you loving your life will drive, and that like will create so much more for you when you're doing something out of like passion and out of purpose. So if someone's like stuck in that spiral of like, that's not me, kind of like the lack mentality, oh, I can't do that. Like, what are some tips that they can do to like start? Because it can feel overwhelming. They see maybe someone like you or someone like me, they're like, well, I'm at zero. I can't imagine getting to like 100. What are some like things that they can start to do that like you found really like useful in the past, or tools or resources?
I think start using your imagination. Like, our imagination is such a powerful tool. And like, I remind myself of this all the time too. It's like, what is it? If you could have anything, if you could have the life you wanted and there were no rules and there were no limitations or whatever, what would that look like? And start imagining that. Like, how fun is that as a piece of homework? I just get to like chill out and like daydream a little bit and start entertaining the possibilities more than you're entertaining those limitations. So instead of having this daydream and then thinking, oh, well, that's not possible, or that's going to take a really long time, it's like, well, what if you started thinking, oh, what if that was possible? What if I could do it faster than I thought? What if it was easier than I imagined because it's so aligned with my heart and with what I desire? So I think use your imagination, start entertaining like your potential and the possibility for it to actually happen, and think thoughts that are aligned with that. And it's probably going to feel a bit forced and weird at the beginning if you're used to thinking more from a place of lack, but you just have to start and keep going with it. And that's going to really enhance your belief system too. And then on the energy side, it's like, if that was already your life right now, how would you be feeling inside? And that's where I always go back to, like, I'd feel so excited and giddy and pumped up, and I would have like this inner peace, and I would be like so proud, and I would feel so safe and secure, and whatever those feelings are. And we can tap into those at any time. We don't have to wait till this vision is here to tap into those emotions and that energy. So if you can start feeling the way you would feel if you had that life you wanted to create or that job you wanted to create now, that's going to also help with like that manifestation process. And then obviously taking the action too. So it's like, what, you don't have to have all the answers, but what's one thing that you can do today to move the needle forward? I had no idea when I started like my coaching business, how I was going to do it. I didn't even think I was going to end up doing business coaching. It started off with something else, but I was like, okay, hiring this coach feels aligned. I'm going to do that. And then I got her support, cause I didn't really know what I was doing. So if you don't know what you're doing, get the support or learn from someone else. But just start mapping out the first few steps. You don't have to have like a huge game plan. You don't have to have like a massive business plan or anything like that. You just need to take the first step that feels aligned and feels good. It's going to feel scary. That's okay. Don't avoid it because it feels scary. And then kind of like repeating those three or four things.
I love what you said about energetics, because I feel like whether it is business, life, health, everything, like the energy behind what you're doing is so important, because you can be doing all the quote, like, you know, right things for your business, right things for sales, right things for health. But if you're like energy or like the energetics behind what you're doing and how you're doing it, I feel makes or breaks. I think I was listening to your podcast last week and you're like, oh, two people can do the exact same thing, but get different results because of their energy behind it. So it's so powerful when you say about your energy, because I feel like that's at least half of what you are doing, if not more.
Yeah.
You know, the icing, like you can have all the right structure or the cake, but like how the energetic part, how it's frosted, I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, 100%. And I've been those two different people in my own business too, right? Like for an example, back in February, I was launching this program and it was like middle of winter. We were still in lockdown, and we've been in lockdown forever, but it was just like, there wasn't a lot going on. So I was working a lot more and I wasn't having as much fun as I normally would be. And I had a team member helping me with this launch. Like I did more work that month for a launch than I had in a long time. And it was one of my like quote unquote slower, I don't want to say less successful, because I don't like counting success just by numbers, but it was like a slower launch. It was like a smaller group for that program, but I had done probably more work for that launch than I ever had. Yet the times, and I've done this, when I go back and look at the months where I've had like my biggest income months or best launches or whatever, it's when I'm having the most fun and I have that energy piece down pat.
I love this, because I feel like more women, more people need to get out of like we're always taught the hustle, 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 grind, 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 which is like, yes, you need to like do the work and hustle, but it's not about grinding to like burnout and exhaustion and obsessing about numbers and like, oh, I need to do this, like work hard. And if I work harder, I get more results. And I feel like it was such a, I think I realized maybe a year and a half ago, a pivotal moment by like, how hard you work does not equal the results.
Not at all.
It's like absolutely insane. And people like think that, but it's just so not true. And that's like the perfect example. Like, I know you've had this. I've definitely had this. Even when it comes to like health, I've seen this like, oh, you know, your mindset, even about healing your body or losing weight or whatever, it's not like working out more or eating less that like makes that, you know, result. It's all about the energy, the mindset, having fun with it. Cause then you naturally become like in alignment. I feel like it's all about like an energetic match for what you want.
Yes. And also when you're grinding or hustling or working really hard, there's also a difference. Like most of the times when we're doing that to the, well, when it's to the point where you're feeling exhausted and you're burning out, you're doing that from a place of lack of like, what I'm doing isn't enough, so I have to do more. So it's like, even though it's like the action you're taking, there's also a lack energy behind it, which is creating more of like not enough, more lack, where there's like this sweet spot that I like to call the aligned hustle, when like, yeah, maybe you're like working, maybe there's like a few days where you have a lot to do and you're like on your laptop or you're DMing potential clients and you're busy or there's a lot going on. But if it feels so exciting and so fun, then it doesn't really feel like work. So it doesn't feel like you're burning out or whatever. So, and it also doesn't have to do with hours either, like the time thing. And that's been like a big thing for me to like change my mindset around. But the aligned hustle is when you can be doing things, you're working, you're in your group, but it feels so exciting and so expansive. And then the like more negative toxic hustle is when you're doing it because you think you have to get the results and it doesn't feel good. And you're like, I just want to take a break so bad. But if I step away from my computer, the launch is going to fail or the clients aren't going to come in or whatever it may be.
And I feel like this is true even for people who like, I'm going to say work a 9-to-5, but so many, I think people our age take their work home. They're working like 12, 16 hour days. They're still working on the weekends. They're checking their phone, you know, first thing in the morning to see emails for their boss or responding to this. And it's just like, they're burning out so much. So how do you kind of navigate? Like, I know you strive for that, the aligned hustle, but like, what are, if there are like healthy things you do, whether it's like mindset, whether it's eating certain things, how you like routines, what are like your non-negotiables in your day that you find allows you to maintain that aligned hustle?
Okay. I love that. So every morning I start my day off with like what I call, what did I label it? I have it on my to-do list. Hold on. So it's like prioritizing my vibe and self-care. So it's like getting into that alignment first thing in the morning. And something I've been doing, you'll be really proud of me, is I sleep with my phone on airplane mode and the Wi-Fi off. So I don't get any notifications and I don't check my phone until I've done a few things in my morning, and I'll explain what that is. So the first thing, I like obviously get up, wash my face, whatever. But then I go and I do a meditation. So I'll either, right now I'm liking guided meditations. I feel like I'm not going as deep as I could be, so I might switch it up soon, but I just let that be intuitive too.
I'm going to pause. We want details. So like, okay. Who's guided meditations? Who are you doing?
Okay. So I really love Mimi Method. Is it Mimi Bouchard? Yeah.
I have her. I haven't tried her meditations, but I have like access to her portal. Yeah. Okay. Which one's like your favorite of hers?
Oh, she adds like new ones in all the time. There's one of, I think her most recent one, it's called Opening Up to New Possibilities or something. That one's really good. I love her walking meditations. Those are really, really good too. There's so many. I don't know. Just
okay. Well, we got some specifics. So perfect. So you wake up, we do the meditation. What's next? Yeah.
And then if I feel called to, I'll do a bit of journaling, like either writing out what, if there's anything I need to like release and work through or, whatever. And then I'll pull a card to get some guidance. Most days right now I'm using the Starseed Oracle.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's good. And I also love the Kuan Yin Oracle.
Yeah.
That one's so good too. And then I do a workout. I do BB Fit. And I just follow like the monthly calendar. So those are all like Pilates type workouts. And then I turn on my phone after all that. So I like make my bed, I shower, I turn on my phone, but I'm getting better at being mindful of how much time I spend on Instagram. I just feel like Instagram's kind of boring these days, or it's like, I don't know, like I start consuming this content and it's content that I love. Like I'm not following people that I don't like following, but I just feel like it gets me out of my vibe a little bit in a weird way. Yeah. I don't know why. And then I'll just like make breakfast. And then I was in this course and I really liked the journaling practice she had us do. And it's basically like gratitude, what you're calling in, and then writing out like your 7-figure beliefs. And then, so I do that journaling a bit later on too. And I just either put on these abundance frequencies on Spotify or I put on like really fun, feel good music. And then there's this other little exercise that you do like every 3 to 5 days. And it's basically like this little affirmation kind of thing. And you say it out loud and it has like a number value that you're calling in within the next 3 days. And then you practice holding the vibration of how you would feel if it was here and you feel it working.
Oh, so I love that.
I did that, but I only do that a couple times a week because you give it space and time to come in. So yeah, those are my main, like, that's like my morning. But then what I'm really, and you helped me a lot with this, what I'm trying to do more is in the evening, getting into receiving mode and turning it off a bit. And a lot of times I do a meditation before bed too, or I do something to kind of wind down. Otherwise I feel like my brain is just like, it's still kind of on. So I'm practicing turning it off a bit more, which is not easy, but I'm working on it.
I love everything. What I think I like most, and I think most, well, what everyone should see is that like you set the tone for your day so that you're not reacting to things right away. You're not reacting to Instagram or your phone. Like you take the power to like do your meditation, do this, and like you set the tone and you get in that alignment and you don't start your day by like reacting to everything else or consuming everything else, which I think is like what everyone should be doing. I think people get into the mode of like waking up, checking Instagram first thing in their bed, and like you're consuming that energy first thing. And I learned this recently. I don't know why this didn't clue in, but like a lot of people who listen to this podcast are like empaths, and I know you're like sensitive to energy too, but you pick up on the energy through stories of other people.
Yeah.
You know, so your phone, like you're reacting to maybe someone's upset or this or that or the news or like someone's like, whatever it is, you're not only consuming that, but like you're absorbing that frequency and vibration. So then like, oh, you saw so-and-so and you've picked up that like maybe lack energy or low vibe or whatever. And so that's like how you start the tone of your day. Yeah. And then it's like, it's even harder, I feel like, to pick yourself up from that and then to go from that into a meditation, into a workout, to feeling good, versus if you set the bar high and you've done your morning things and you already feel good, then you're not as like subjective, right? Because when we wake up, we're still in that like theta brainwave state for the first like 30 minutes when we wake up. So we're in that like subconscious mind place where we're subjective, and then we're like bombarding it with all this negative stuff or vibrations or bad energy, instead of like you said, what you do is setting that bar of like where I want my day to be and how I want my vibration to be for the day.
And I find that even when I look at Instagram after that, I'm way more quick to like be like, okay, I'm going to get out of this, than if I'm laying in bed. Like I'm also not the biggest morning person. So I will lay there for a long time before I convince myself to get out of bed if I let myself scroll there. So that was a big part of it too. The energy 100%, but also I'm like, I'm just wasting so much time laying in bed doing something that doesn't even make me feel good. It'd be different if it was something I really enjoyed and was like bringing me a lot of pleasure, but it wasn't. So I'm like, this is just so pointless. What am I doing this for?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So let's switch gears a bit more to like manifestation, because I know you talk about that as well. And everyone is always so curious about like manifesting and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, you want to touch on like your manifestation practices or like anything? Yeah, share.
Okay, I'll give you my little like process. It's kind of similar to something we were saying before, but it's basically getting clear on what you want and getting specific with it. Like if you're saying, I want more success, like what does that look like? If you're saying, I want better health, what does that look like? If you're saying, I want more money, like what is the number or what does that look like? And just getting really specific with what it is that you want to manifest. And then the second part is kind of doing like an inventory of your mindset and your mentality around that thing and looking for the thoughts and the stories that are out of alignment with that. So again, it's like, if you're saying I can't, or it's not possible for me, or it's going to take a long time, or it worked like this last time, so why is it going to be any different this time? Like you got to nip that shit in the butt and you got to work through it. And it's like that clear, cancel, delete kind of thing. And not just by when I say that, I also mean working through it. I don't just mean avoid that, because if you just avoid those negative thoughts, they're probably going to resurface. But something I like to do with those negative thoughts, or with any thought that's like stressing me out or bringing worry or anxiety, I look at what the thought is. I look at where it came from and like why I'm probably thinking that. It's usually something to do with the past. And then I ask myself, is this ultimately true? And it's always no, but then I look for proof that why it's not true. And so let's say that the thing was, oh, like this launch is going to be like, this is what I should have done a couple months ago. This launch is going slow. I don't have enough people. Is that true? No, there's already people that have signed up. People always sign up for this program. People love this program. People get amazing results from this program, blah, 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 blah. Looking for proof in my own life to like devalidate it. And also if it's something I haven't done yet, I look for people who have done it, because that's going to also kind of cancel out these thoughts that are saying it's not possible. And then I come back to, what do I ultimately know to be true? And that's kind of like in at my soul with my core values, what do I know to be true? I'm always supported. Everything always works out for me. I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. I can't fuck it up, whatever. And I come back to that. And that for me really helps me shift out of those negative beliefs. And then I replace them. I'm like, okay, who is that version of me? This is all kind of, I find manifestation is about reinventing yourself over and over. Like that version of you who has what you desire, who is she? How does she think? How does she feel? How does she show up? So what are the thoughts that she's thinking? If you already have this thing, what would you be thinking? And aligning with your thoughts with that and practicing those thoughts every day. And then the next part is energy. So again, where am I maybe feeling lack? Where am I maybe feeling this in my body that it feels heavy or it's not possible or it can't happen? And then coming back to, if this was already mine, if this was already here, how would I be feeling? How does the version of me who already has this feel? And I identify those energies and emotions, and I consciously practice tapping into them and also holding them. Mm-hmm. Because in my experience, that's the biggest piece of like this formula is the energy. And the more you can feel as though you're already where you want to be, or you already have it, or just feel the feelings that manifestation is going to validate for you, like that's the best manifestation of all, because we usually want the thing because of how it's going to make us feel. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to wait till that. And that's been one of my biggest learnings with practicing manifestation, is I'm often waiting to feel how that thing's going to make me feel when I could just choose to feel it now. And when you do that, it's also what happens to speed it up and happens to bring you that thing. So why not give yourself the freedom of letting yourself feel those emotions and validating yourself internally versus waiting for that physical external thing. And then the next piece is action. So that's where I'm always like, how can I take action and move energy forward towards this desire in a way that feels really fun, in a way that feels the least resistant, in a way that feels expansive and exciting? Because again, then when you're doing the work and you're doing your part, it doesn't really feel like work, because you're focusing on the things that you enjoy. You're focusing on having fun. You're focusing on feeling good. And that is when you will manifest more of those things, right? If we're focusing on the lack, and it's that it's not here yet, and that we're not enough, or we're not doing enough, we're going to manifest more lack. So sometimes it's a mind trip, and sometimes I get caught up in it too. And I'm like, why isn't it happening? I'm like, well, duh, it's not happening because you're focusing on that. So like, get out of that, shift into that version of you who already has it. Think like her, feel like her, show up as her, take the action as her. And sometimes that means taking, like, making scary decisions, making scary leaps. A lot of times for me, that's looked like investing in myself and hiring team members or coaches or whatever, or just making decisions that expand me, but also terrify me. But it's always, when you can expand yourself, you make space for those manifestations land. And you, it's like that pot analogy, right? It's like you have to plant yourself in like this bigger pot to be able to expand and to be able to grow. So what is that going to look like for you? And how can you do that in a way that feels the most aligned? Does that make sense? I feel like, oh my gosh, I just elaborated on, and I think I've channeled that.
I'm just like soaking it in. And like, I feel like the hardest thing, well, at least like for me in the past, when it comes to manifesting has been, is like letting go attachment.
Yeah.
Like to the thing. So like, what do you, when you find like, cause you can have good energy, but if you're also too attached to it, mm-hmm. it's also not going to happen. So what do you do to like be good energy, but also like detach and let go from it?
That's usually when I go do something fun or something that's not related to that thing. Like I just go and enjoy my life in some way. So whether that, but I go and enjoy my life with the purpose of enjoying my life, not to be like, oh, okay, well, if I go take this break and watch TV, then this is going to happen. And then check my phone to like, see if like someone has answered or signed up for the program, or if the money has come into the account. You know what I mean? Like there's a difference between going and having fun and being present and doing that and being like, okay, has it happened yet? So that's when I take a break. I go do something to genuinely just enjoy my life. And I let that, whatever that is, I let it be intuitive. And I just ask myself what I need. A lot of the times it's like, I don't know, like sometimes it's taking a nap. Sometimes it's watching a TV show. Sometimes it's going for a walk, or when things are open, like going for dinner or drinks or hanging out with a friend. And I just allow myself to be present and enjoy that. And I find it's almost when I forget about the thing that I'm manifesting and I just focus on being present and having fun and enjoying my life, that really helps me detach. And that also ends up calling the thing in faster because I'm in that present moment. And I'm not, when you're in that attachment mode, you're not in the present moment. You're like focusing too much on the future and the lack of what you want being here. So it just pulls you out of further alignment. So yeah, the lifestyle things for me have always been the biggest. And that's what I say to my clients all the time too. Like your people that are like signing up to work with you, it's probably going to happen while you're out enjoying your life, while you're out having fun, not when you're like sitting at your laptop refreshing your inbox.
I love that. So would you suggest people start with like manifesting small things like $5 or, you know, something versus like a house? Do you think it's like easier to start with like small things? Cause then maybe you can like believe it more or get more into the emotion. Cause like, if you've never had like a house, it might be hard to like get into the
yeah.
like, or do you think like, no, go big or go home? Like, would you say start small or no?
I think it depends on if that small thing is something you actually want. Because if you're like, oh, well, the house is really big, I can't have that yet, so I'm going to go small and say like $5, but you don't actually really give a shit about $5 and that's not like aligned or that's not something that feels exciting to you, then I feel like you're probably just going to forget about it and there's probably not going to be energy there. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think like if you feel that it helps to start small, do that, but pick something that still feels really fun and exciting and expansive to you. If you're like, I don't know, I think inside you just know if it's the house for you or like that big promotion or whatever it may be, and that's what's really on your heart and aligned and exciting, just focus on that. And you're probably also going to manifest a bunch of other things along the way as you're like fine tuning your vibration and becoming the energetic match for it.
Okay. I like that. So what are things that you do then to raise, like, yeah, we talked about manifesting and et cetera, but just to keep your vibration and your frequency high and your energy mm-hmm. high, like just in general, given the state of everything right now, I feel like most people's energy can get down or lack or just not mm-hmm. great. So like, I know you do the meditations workout. Is there anything else that you do to like maintain your vibration, energy / frequency, whatever you want to call it, nowadays, just in general?
I love going for walks. I find that, and I love walking by the water too. I find it that itself is like so meditative to me. And again, I just focus on being present and doing something that feels good. So whether that's just literally listening to my thoughts or it's putting on an inspiring podcast or a walking meditation, I find that that really shifts my energy and it aligns it with that next version of myself. And I also find I receive a lot of downloads and guidance when I'm doing that. In addition to working out, just movement in general. So like obviously walking falls into that, like dance parties. And like sometimes if I like just need to shake it out, you guys can't see me, Liv can. I just like imagine me like pulling this energy out of my body and like shoving it away. And I just find that that movement in general really helps me to shift into that higher vibration. Things like showering or like having a bath, that's that too. I don't know why water is a big thing for me. So I feel like if you have an element that you really resonate with, it's probably because I don't have a lot of water in my chart. You like work with that too. For me, it really is water. And then I think like if it's a business thing I'm focused on, taking a step away from my business sometimes, or if it's a business thing I'm focused on that on manifesting that I'm feeling antsy towards or having that detachment, again, like taking that step away and going for that walk or having the dance party or even just like cooking a meal or having a glass of wine or putting on a movie and not sitting there with my phone, stuff like that. It's like, it really is the simple stuff, or reading a book even, or listening to something that has good energy that's going to uplift me. You know what I mean? Like a podcast or an audiobook. Those are probably my top ones. Also shopping.
Pardon?
Shopping.
Oh, I wish we could go shopping, guys. Kelly's like the best shopping partner ever. I feel like in another life, maybe you were a personal stylist. I don't know.
I know. I'm like, is there something there with that? But I think even just like getting fresh flowers, like, sorry, this is one more thing a lot. Making my environment feel like a higher vibe. So not going to lie, my place is like a disaster right now. It's not a disaster, but it needs a good clean. So I have it in my calendar today to clean. And I feel that that is also clearing out any negative energy and raising my vibration, because it's going to be clean and it's going to smell nice and I'm not going to have like things sticking to my feet when I walk around my condo.
But I feel like that's huge, especially since so much of, I got ringing in my ears just now. So clearly getting because we're all stuck at home, or a lot of us are stuck at home, that like your home environment is even more important now than it ever was. So like anything you like, keeping it clean, changing even up like whether it's the decor or rearranging things so that kind of feels like a new fresh space. Like right now I have like a vanilla candle burning, and that's because it's raining today and it's kind of gloomy, and like that makes it a vibe. And like changing it up, and like it doesn't have to be big things, but like you said, either whether it's keeping it clean or adding like candles or crystals or rearranging things so that they feel fresh and new. Because I feel like a lot of us have been stuck in like the same space for so long. We're home so much more that like your environment dictates it so much more than it used to. And like, we need to focus on that environment, or even like clearing the energy, whether you sage or Palo Santo or something like that, like moving that stagnant energy is going to be like huge for your vibration.
It's such a game changer. And even we were texting yesterday morning because I had a situation on Saturday night, and I was also quite hungover yesterday, I'm not going to lie. But even I was actually proud of myself because I still meditated and I like burned sage and Palo Santo to like shift my energy, and it helped so much. And for me, that was intuitive. So I think ask yourself and listen to what's coming up for you. Like, what do I feel like I need to shift my vibration right now? And do those things, because that's also when I find I get downloads or I get guidance or messages or whatever that come through to me.
I was literally saying the same thing to a client this morning and thinking the same thing, that like whenever like things feel stagnant or you feel like your energy is low, everything's just like blah. Okay, what can I do right now?
Yes.
Like to raise it. Is it a bubble bath? Is it lighting a candle? Is it making like a loaded yogurt bowl, which I've been loving lately with like macadamia nuts? But it's simple things like that. But you need to ask yourself, yeah, what do I need to raise that vibration? Is it taking a walk? Is it a meditation? Is it, you know, a 15-minute YouTube dance workout? Like, what is that that I need to do to shift myself into alignment for that? And like listening to your intuition, because it's going to be different, not only for everybody, but I think even what you need really shifts and changes depending on the day or the time.
Yeah. And it can be things that you're already doing, like shift the mundane things. Like also yesterday, we had to go get groceries and Luke was like, can we just go to Metro? Like it's right beside us. And I'm like, no, I want to go to Farm Boy. He's like, why do you want to go to Farm Boy? I'm like, because it's a vibe. He's like, what does that mean? I'm like, it's an experience. Like I need an experience right now. It's going to inspire me. He's like, can we go to Organic Garage? I was like, no, it's gotta be Farm Boy today. Like, and that was just coming up so much. It was like, go to Farm Boy. And sure enough, we go and he loved it there. But yeah, like little things like that, the saging, the meditating, whatever. It's just like what I needed yesterday and it made such a difference.
This is literally why I love you. And I know people are going to laugh when like, because I say things, it's a vibe. But like, as much as that word is trendy, like, oh, it's a vibe. But like, no, because that literally raises your vibe and brings that vibration. You get downloads, you get inspired, maybe going around Farm Boy, or the things you get at Farm Boy, like whether it's like ingredients for something that like raise your vibe when you eat them and for the day, like it makes such a big difference. Like, okay, you're not going to see this on the podcast, but like, I felt like my water vibe was like not ideal.
I was going to ask where you got those, because I can only ever find bottles, the plastic ones.
Yeah. To drink my water out of, because like to me, having a bottle like this versus like, and it was like $2.50 versus drinking out of a large mason jar. I was like, no, this is like a vibe on my desk. And like now when I'm drinking my water out of this on my desk, like that's a vibe that elevates me.
Yeah.
That cost $2.50 to elevate my vibe. Like it doesn't also have to be, you know, yeah, like trips are a vibe or big like Louis Vuitton purses are a vibe, but it can be simple things like this $2.50 thing that raised my vibe. And like now I just, I refill this with my filtered water, but like that is a vibe to me and that elevates it.
Yes.
So like
Remedy Kombucha is another vibe
and big things. But yeah, I love the vibes. We all want to bring the vibes, because then like when we look at the vibes, I don't know, you're like also the queen of vibes. I feel like I get vibes from you. If you guys want like Instagram stories that like raise your vibe, Kelly's are always just like,
oh, thank you.
It's just a vibe. That's the way I explain you.
Thank
you. I feel like I've said the word vibe now 20 times.
I know, but it's like, it really does. To me, that means an experience that I'm getting physically and also internally.
Yes.
Switching up my grocery store is actually huge now that I think about it. Like I'll intuitively ask myself, like, well, it's not that I even ask myself. I just intuitively know what grocery store I need to go to when I need to pick things up.
I love that. This is why we're friends.
Yeah.
I do have one last question that I ask everybody on the podcast, and that is, what does it mean to you to live well?
Oh, I love this. Okay. What comes up for me is really taking care of yourself on every single level, like taking care of your mindset and your mental health, taking care of your physical health and your body, taking care of like your spirit and your energy, and also like being your own best friend. I feel so many of us are like so hard on ourselves. I definitely have those moments too. But when you can like integrate all of those different areas, that's when you're really living well and living your best life and being the best version of yourself. It's not about just doing it in one area. It's really about doing it in all of those areas. So that's what really comes up with me around that. And also even taking that a step further, like your relationships, your business, like really having that multidimensional approach to the way that you feel and prioritizing feeling good to live good or to live well.
I love that.
Areas.
So many times people, I think living well is like, oh, let me take my supplements and eat like chicken and broccoli. And it's so much more than that. Like you said, it is the mindset, the emotional, like your relationships. It's mm-hmm. so much more. And it's like, okay, what little things do I need to do to take care of all of those aspects in my life? Not just like what I eat, you know, it's so much more than that.
And all the other areas benefit like from the other areas too. Like it all is connected.
Yay. This is why we're so aligned. So where can people find you? What would you like to share about like pimp yourself out? How can people like work with you, find you, pot everything?
Okay. Well, probably the best place to come hang is on Instagram. So I'm at the Freedom Babe. My website is thefreedombabe.com. If you want to check out programs, there's stuff on like my Instagram highlights. There's a bunch of stuff on my website. Or you can always DM me. And then my podcast as well is the Freedom Babe podcast. And you can find that anywhere you listen to your podcasts.
Perfect. And we'll have the links for her Instagram podcast and everything else from Kelly down in the description box. You guys have to check her out. Oh, she's so special and she's truly a light in this world. So
well, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for being on the podcast, for coming, and thanks to you guys for listening. And I will see you guys in the next episode.